And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland, and you're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everybody. Here we go. Fasten your seat belts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today, I want to talk about some very important things. What's our problem today? I was watching an old Jack LaLanne video. Remember Jack LaLanne? He was a very nice man. He was an exercise guru. And he was very good. Very, very good. And he said the problem today is that people are eating empty calories. They're not getting enough exercise and nervous tension. He said people are tired all the time. And he said, why are people tired all the time? Empty calories. Okay, they're eating foods that don't have nutritional value. They're not getting enough exercise. And they are suffering from nervous tension. Okay, now, I bet he made that video 50 years ago or more. I bet it was over 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Okay, but does that not describe our lives today when you look at people? So what's wrong? Why are we not learning our lesson? People don't learn their lessons very well, do they? It seems like every new generation has to make the same old mistakes. They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, Adam and Eve, look what happened to them in the Garden of Eden. Adam was ambitious. He did what he wasn't supposed to do. Okay. He suffered the consequences for it. He got booted out of paradise. His life became a living hell. Then he suffered and died. Okay. And Eve, well, she suffered alongside him, and she undoubtedly resented Adam because he failed. See, she's part of the reason why he failed. See, a lot of women, for example, you know, you have to be a little bit seductive to get a man. If you're not a little coy, a little teasing, see, then it's hard to get a man. Okay, so you have to be a little naughty to get a man nowadays, it seems like. But then once you got him, what have you got? See, you might have been better off to be prim and proper. Then you might have attracted a nice man. But then again, you might have lived out your life alone. But you might have been better. But then, of course, you can't have kids. See, that's the good nice thing about marriage, kids. It's just so wonderful. What a blessing children are. But so, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so Eve. So see, it was through her that the temptation came. So he went for her temptation, but then she resented him for going for her temptation. Does that not sum up the confusion nowadays? How, you know, your wife can be so confusing. And ladies, even you yourself admit that you sometimes you wonder. You know you are confusing. So there you have it. You dangle the carrot, you offer the temptation. See, but then when he goes for the temptation, then you resent him for it. See, it's kind of but you can't help yourself. It's the same old temptation theme all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, and then each new generation, including your grandma and grandpa, and your mom and dad, and now you and your partner. See, so like my wife, she will make a dinner and then she'll go overboard. She makes more food than we need, okay? More, and she does more food than needed, and more variety, and more work than needed. See, could have been simple. She goes overboard. Then everybody eats her food, and then she resents them. See, she resents having to have done all the work, which nobody asked her to do in the first place. Okay. So you see, ladies, you dangle the carrot for the man, then he goes for the temptation, then you resent him. So you men, you have to learn that sometimes when she's offering the temptation, you don't have to go for it. If you don't go for the temptation, then she'll respect you, okay? And she'll see how solid and stable you are, and she'll love that, okay? I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
This is going to be a good program, I can tell. It's going to be a good program. I'm talking about temptation, okay? So, you men, before you get married, see, a lot of ladies think, well, they have to offer themselves to you, okay? But you don't have to go for it. Then she might say, oh, you don't like me, or I'm not good enough for you, okay? But if she's a good woman, you stand by her, see, you're faithful to her during your courtship, see, and you love her and you offer to marry her, you see, she will respect you and you will get the marriage off on a good footing. In other words, if you don't go for the temptation, see, that doesn't mean you are resentful over it or anything. You just gently say no to the temptation, to the naughtiness, to the impropriety, okay? Then, see, you get married and she's coming into your world. She's coming into your world, which you represent good, see, as the man, as the possible husband. See, as the husband of the family, you're basically going to be the George Washington of the family, the Noah, the Moses, the David of the family, okay? And someday, when you get older, you will have wisdom, white hair, and you will be respected. Okay? But now, you're a young guy, you have principles, you have honor, you have energy, you're industrious. Okay? Well, and if she's a nice lady, then you can build a beautiful, beautiful marriage and have kids, and it'll be wonderful. Okay? So she comes into your world of principle, your world of honor. See, your world of good. But what do most men do? They go for the temptation operating through her. But where does the temptation come from? See, what is the temptation? Remember in the Garden of Eden, the serpent. It wasn't Eve's fault. The serpent operated through her. The temptation, the dark side. See, which all women have, or most women, maybe not all, but most women, they have a dark side, a witchy side, a bitchy side, okay? Well, the side, okay, that is exciting to the man, which offers the naughty temptation. See, so when he goes for it, what you're doing is you're joining yourself to that bitchy side, witchy side, to that dark side. So basically, it's the hell in her. See, you're going for the temptation that was offered through her by the hell in her. See how that works? She's like a vehicle for that temptation. But if you loved her as a person, you loved her soul, then you would say no to the temptation. See, you may never have heard this. You can listen to this program again. Okay? Then maybe the penny will drop. You'll understand. You'll say, oh, I get it. So it's the same thing when you're faced with a person through whom any person, doesn't have to be your wife or a girlfriend, could be anybody. They do something that tempts you to, for example, to hate them. Your mom or your dad or some other kid at school or some neighbor or something, and do something that tempts you to hate them, tempts you to judge them. Okay, but remember what it says in the Bible. It says, judge not. Okay? Or and then there's the expression, you know, hate the sin, but not the sinner. Okay? So therefore, see the temptation, don't go for it, stand back, watch it, okay? Don't fall for it, don't resent it, don't hate it, don't leap for the temptation. And when you don't go for it, see, that way you're not hating the person. See, what the temptation wants you to do is to hate the person or use the person. See, aren't women objects of use, sadly? So many women have been used and abused. Men use them. Okay, so now you understand. All right, so now getting back to marriage again. So we were saying that you have to learn not to go for the temptation. Now remember how I started the program and I said that I was watching a Jack LaLanne video from 60 years ago, probably. And he was the exercise guru. And he said the problem with people, now this was 60 years ago, but it's still as true today as it was then, probably more so. He said the problem is lack of exercise. Why are people tired all the time, he said. Why is everybody tired? He said lack of exercise, eating empty calories, and nervous tension. Okay, now let's see how that involves, those all involve temptation. Okay, if you're tempted to just sit in front of a TV and watch sports, okay, or watch some music or some entertainment, you're going for temptation. If you eat crappy food, food that comes in boxes or fast food, you're going for temptation. Operating through the corporation and who stands behind that temptation, see? And then if you are nervous, that means you're reacting with resentment and irritation and hostility to all the little foolish things that people do around you all day. See? So you're reacting. Okay? And that's why you're suffering. So you have to learn not to go for the temptation. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine, Znamik. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. It's been an excellent program. Go to the archives at talktoapastor.org and you can listen to the whole program. I said that we are suffering from temptation because we're reacting to it. We're responding to temptation. Rather than quietly letting the temptation pass, we go for it. Okay, so it's an ancient theme. That's the way human beings, that's the way we are, but you have to learn to overcome that. You have to go beyond it. See? Look what happened to Adam. He went for the temptation. He deteriorated. His life became a jungle hell, and then he died. Okay? Well, isn't that what happens to people? Okay, so you don't want that to happen. So you have to learn how not to keep reacting to temptation. Whether it's in your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your mom, your dad, whether it's in the junk food, the entertainment, whether it's on the internet or silly texting messages. See, it's everywhere. Buying something. See, you're surrounded by wall-to-wall tease and temptation. So, okay, so look at it this way. Everywhere you go, there's temptation. The internet is full of it. See, all you have to do is walk out in the street, and there are people that look awful, act awful, their manners are horrible, they tempt you to judge them, see, tempt you to hate them. Then you go into the store, and everything is cleverly designed to get you to buy, and buy stuff that's too expensive and buy stuff that's not good for you. And even if it is good for you, buy too much of it. See? So we're surrounded by temptation and deceit. Everything is designed the way the store is designed, the way the advertisements are designed. It's all designed to tempt you. Okay? So if you go for it, so you buy food that you don't need, you spend too much money, you buy food that's not good for you. See, it's a temptation to go out and have fast food when you could have something at home. I go to Starbucks in the morning and I get a cup of coffee. I bring a banana with me. I don't buy one there. It costs a dollar there. I bring one with me. I get a cup of coffee. I sit down and I do some work. Check my emails. Okay, answer emails, and I work on my book. Okay, it's very nice early in the morning. But then perhaps I go to get a refill, so I'm standing in line. There's a lady in front of me. Okay, so what does she do? She gets a breakfast sandwich or an oatmeal, and then some kind of a fancy drink, and she spends $6, $7, $8, $9, $10. And it tempts. See how it's tempted? It tempts me to judge her. See. It's okay to discern. I discern that she's wasting money, and I discern that she's falling for the, the things that are being offered. She's falling for it, and then there's some kind of excuse-making process that goes on, or someone says you deserve it, or you're in a hurry, or you're busy, or you make a lot of money, and other people are doing it. So there's plenty of excuses, which are also temptation. Rationales for spending $10 there when she could make a little bit of oatmeal and a cup of tea at home, see, and use filtered water without fluoride in it, and some good oatmeal, and put little grade B maple syrup on it perhaps, or some organic blueberries, you see what I mean, some nuts. She could have that at home for 50 cents at the most, instead of spending $10, you see. So I have to say, my mother, God rest her soul, she had her problems, she had her faults, see. But she knew how to be frugal, at least when she was younger. Of course, she had to be. She didn't have any choice because we didn't have any money. But anyway, so you see how people go for the temptation. Then there's the text messaging, silly stuff. It's useless. You see men walking around with earrings. So is there something terribly wrong with earrings? No, but it's a vanity. It just proves that the man has little character. See, he goes along with the trends, and it's a personal vanity. It's not a sign of wisdom, and strength, and character, principle. See what I mean? It's a silliness. So it's hard to respect the person. So like I was saying, it's okay. So you have to be careful when you go out in the world. People are so foolish and they're so dumb and they do such ridiculous things. They tempt you to judge them. It's okay to discern their error. Okay, discern the error. Just don't resent them or have a puff up in pride over it. You see what I mean? But everywhere you go, the stores, the advertisements, the magazines, the internet, it's wall-to-wall temptation, so you need to have some character. Otherwise, it's going to be worse for you than it was for the people in Jack LaLanne's time, because there's more temptation now. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. All right, so let's talk now about nervous tension. A lot of people feel tired and drained. And one of the big causes of nervous tension, okay, is resentment. People are resentful. See, they are angry. That's going to cause tension. Okay? Resentful and angry. So, then what are you? If you're a resentful, angry person, then you're going to resent other people, resent traffic. So you become irritated at traffic and irritated at this and that and go to work and be irritated at the people there. And when you come home, you're going to be what? Impatient. So out in the, see, weak before the strong and strong before the weak. So out in the world, you resent your boss, but you don't say anything. You resent your coworkers, you don't say anything. You just resent them secretly. You smile, but resent them. See, but then when you come home, then you're strong before the weak. Then you turn around and you're impatient with your children. See how disgusting that is? See what a lack of character that is? See, so people today have less character than before, too. Not that people were so wonderful back in Jack LaLanne's time. They weren't. Okay? There's a beautiful passage in the Bible. It's in Jeremiah, the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 16. It says, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the way, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you will find rest for your souls." Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you will find rest for your souls. Okay, I just love that. The old paths. Where is the good way? There's something about the old paths and the good way, okay? Something so wholesome and good about it. I used to get that feeling sometimes when I went into the Central Valley, and like when I used to, a long time ago, I worked for the railroad, and I would go to the riverbank area there, but a lot of times be out in the country and breathe in the fresh air and the people. People were good and country, and it was, I could see there was something good and wholesome about it, you see? Well, the old paths and the old ways, you see? In other words, the way of virtue, the way of honor, the way of dignity, the way of patience and kindness and calmness, okay? You're being tempted away from those. Tempted away from morality, from morality. You're tempted away from it. See, a human being is meant to be moral, principled, honorable, patient, kind, loving. Look at little children. Of course, little children are naughty. See, they're of the lineage of Adam and Eve. So they're little egos. And then as little egos, they have, in a cute way, the faults that we adults have in the ugly way. You know, little kids, instead of going for the carrot, they'll go for the candy. See, they're too emotional to get too excited. That's why you need a good parent there to make sure that things don't get out of hand, okay? So little children are just little egos, but nevertheless, little children are close to God, and little children are full of love and spontaneity, and they know what's right and wrong. They know when somebody's being mean or when somebody's being unfair. That's what they love in their heart, see? So little children, you can see a little bit more like what a person ought to be, full of love, not with any hate, innocent, not with guile and trickery and treachery and deceitfulness and dishonesty and sneakiness and cattiness. See? Well, so what's happened then? How come you're sneaky? And how come you have a secret life? And how come you're smoking marijuana or taking drugs or popping pills? Why are you nervous? Why do you resent your husband or your wife? See, why? Why do you waste away your time and your money? Why? You've lost your character. And how did you lose it? You were tempted away from it. Tempted away from it. So now you have to find the old paths, where are the good ways, and walk therein. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books, personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D. 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Please go to the archives at talktoapastor.org. Listen to the program again. Perhaps you could get one of my meditations, especially my new easy meditation. It's free. It'll help you to calm down and get centered, and maybe help you to start finding the old, refined, the old paths. Where is the good way, okay? I have to say goodbye to the folks in Florida, because the program is 30 minutes long, but you folks only get 15 minutes, but no problem, go to the archives, you can hear the whole program. Thank you all very much. Be sure to write to me. Send me an email at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.